Acoustic on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So I would like to welcome now to the Health and Wellbeing Show, brand new to the show, very excited to have them. I have Rick in the studio from Acoustic. Hello, Rick.
Hi there, Beth.
Now, Acoustic, let's start very simple. What do you do? Who are you?
Acoustic, we're a soundproofing company. We're based in Wetherby, and we're here to help people with any noise-related issue, whether that's at home or the workplace. Well, sound is everywhere. It's there all the time from when we're born. In fact, before we're born, we still experience sound, right up to the moment we die. We don't have ear lids, so to speak, so we can't shut it out. And sound is sending us huge amounts of information all the time. Multiple frequencies, how big the room is, it can be music, it can be something attacking you. You know, so it's a defence mechanism as much as anything. But whatever it is, we're totally immersed in a soundscape of life.
So if that is suddenly affected in a bad or a good way, I guess that can affect your emotional health and well-being, can't it?
Absolutely. There are some sounds, if you just imagine, and we have a good memory for sounds, if you just imagine, and I'll lower my voice as we get to this bit,
okay.
The most wonderful beach. You're relaxing, the sun is shining, you're
great.
Laid back, and there's that gentle, soft lapping of the water. And I leave a long pause there just because I want you to immerse yourself in that. And you can picture, you know, we're smiling at each other now because you can imagine that feeling.
Holidays.
Now, there's some science behind that. The fact that the water is lapping at roughly 12 beats a minute, which is roughly the rhythm of your breathing when a human being's reacting. Then if you picture a nightclub, much more energetic, 120 beats a minute is the music, and you walk in and your heart starts beating, so you can kind of see how intimately linked we are with sound, the rhythms, the frequencies and everything.
What is it? So if we go back to science lessons, I think it would have been covered in physics in school. Sound, I know that sound is a wave, but how on earth does it get from that to being in our brains? How does that work?
Great question. Sound, really, it's just a form of energy. But instead of a wave that we think of it in physics, like that sort of curvy S sine wave shape, the truth is it's a longitudinal wave. Sorry, I'll say that again. A longitudinal wave, which is a compression. So if you think about a slinky spring, and instead of waving it left to right, you're pushing and pulling back to create a compression.
A slinky is a great analogy then, isn't it? I can see why that works.
It is. We should get a video of that online or something
like
that.
We will put that on strayfm.com/health. They can have a look.
But that's the way. So something creates the impulse. It then starts to move towards us, hits our ear, and is then channeled inside the ear. And within the ear, you've got a whole set of bones, tissue, stretch skin that's going to translate that into a nerve signal into the brain. The brain then interprets that as a sound. That might just be one frequency of one sound that's, you know, half a mile away that we've just heard. Now start to build that up and think that's happening with multiple frequencies, multiple locations. It's that whole set of impacts on our eardrum translated into sound, which is happening all the time. And we make sense of it, which is incredible.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Our brains are very, very clever. Is it the same for us as animals? Because there's all sorts of different sounds and things that we don't hear. I know dogs, they have dog whistles.
Well, if we start with humans first, we can hear a sound roughly, and this changes with age as we get older, but it starts at 20 hertz, to use a technical term, that's how many vibrations a second, up to 20,000 hertz, 20,000 vibrations a second. Now, anything above that, we can't hear. And as we get older, that 20,000 becomes 18, becomes 16, and we lose some of that hearing. But the dog whistle might be around 25,000 hertz. Bats use ultra-high frequency, 65,000 hertz maybe, as a sonar-type device to hunt their prey in the dark.
So they can see with sound?
Yeah, you've got to be careful using the word see, but that's a great analogy.
Okay.
They emit a sound and that sound bounces off whatever's around them and they get a mental image, like seeing, of where their prey are.
Is that the same as whales and dolphins? They do that under
they
the
do,
ocean?
They do that, but at the other end of the scale. They're sort of subsonic. They're down below 20 hertz. And sometimes that can be as low as something like 5 or 7
wow.
hertz. The benefit of doing that and sound works differently in water than it does in air. Water is a much denser medium, so sound travels a lot further. If you want to experiment, go into your local swimming baths and just tap the floor at one end and you get something to listen at the other end. If you did that in air, you wouldn't hear it. Imagine how big the seas are, the oceans, they're massive. What's the chance of finding another whale? You send out a message, it travels through the sea at very, very low frequency, which is a large wavelength, so it will travel much further.
So our ears, from this, I have gathered, they're very, very important to us, incredibly important. In fact, right now, you will be listening to the radio, therefore using your ears. So vital that they are working. Now, you are from a soundproofing company called Icoustic. You are based in Wetherby. Just tell me a little bit about what you do, how you help people, and if they want to get in touch with you, how the best way is.
We have a website. It's Icoustic, spelled with a K. So Icoustic.com. We've got a friendly team there that can help you with any noise problem, whatever that problem might be. Typically, it may be a noisy neighbour or it may be office privacy. With the big move at the moment towards more open spaces, that can cause issues both with sound escaping from there, and we deal with sound insulation, or it might be sound quality, in which case we'll be looking at sound absorption within that space. But basically, if you've got a noise issue, give us a call. The number is 01937 588 122, and we'll be glad to help.
Fantastic. Rick from Icoustic, thank you very much. And over the next few months, over the next 12 months, we're going to be talking about a whole variety of different sound issues. And some of them are not as you would expect. So watch this space, and we look forward to seeing you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Beth.
Icoustic on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.